This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We talked about Jeff Schwartz's comments in regards to taking a tackle at 31 and basically like why that doesn't make sense this go around. And then Nick Jacobs over at 41, we'll give him credit. He did some research on why that is the case, more so, right? You know, it seems obvious. Okay, you drafted a tackle last year in round two that clearly didn't develop as quick as you would have liked. You also only gave him 2 games to do it in the middle of a 3-peat campaign. So drafting one at 31 this year where you have a pick, well, that's probably a developmental guy too. So what are you doing? Like, it makes sense. It does. Why would you do that? Then you go, and Nick Jacobs laid it out, and look at some of the successful left tackles in the league.
And where they were taken.
I mean, it's not rocket science. Ronnie Stanley, who's a free agent, who everybody's saying maybe the Chiefs will go sign him. He was once a sixth overall pick. Broderick Jones for the Steelers, 14th overall. J.C. Latham, 7th overall. Garrett Bowles, 20th overall with the Broncos. Colton Miller, I'm not going to read every single one, but 15th overall.
They're all
top 15 picks, basically, except the Christian Darrisaw is the exception. He got hurt this year, but the exception, he was 23rd overall for the Vikings.
And a very good player until he got hurt. But, yeah. I mean, the standard is half of the league has a left tackle who was taken in essentially the top 15 picks, most in the top 10 in the NFL draft. Okay, so now we know that. Then it's like, all right, 3 teams got their guy via trade. Two of the three of those guys were also taken in the top 13 of the draft. Okay, then you got like 8 teams that have a guy drafted outside the first round. Congratulations to you. You did it. Some of those teams, I will just tell you straight up, do not have good left tackle play. So I just want to note that real quick. They aren't in love with their left tackle, and you shouldn't be either. And then there's 5 teams who got him via free agency, including Drew Cincinnati's Bengals, whose offensive line is mediocre. 2 other guys who were taken high, and then like the Rams who got lucky and have an undrafted free agent. All this list tells me is that you are never going to solve left tackle unless you are willing to be bold. These are your choices. Either be bold in your decision-making and just like toughen up and make a stomach-churning decision to trade up into the top 15 of the draft, or trade an elite-level pick for a good left tackle, or sign infinitely high contracts, and these almost never happen because 15 of those players are still on the original team that drafted him. Those are the only choices. Because like Arod probably put out their list, right, of here are the solutions at left tackle. They said, in-house, it's DJ Humphreys or Kingsley Suamataia. I know you guys talked about Kingsley yesterday. And Jeff Schwartz saying,
DJ Humphreys really not even in-house, guys. He's a free agent. I mean, he's not even really in-house.
He was briefly in-house and is now a free agent. And I would point out that like of those guys I said are starting left tackles that were outside of the first round, 80% of those guys, and I looked this up, 80% of those guys did not start year one. So, like, they were not immediate left tackles. They eventually got the job through development. So that's the argument
for Kingsley. That was the Jeff Schwartz point yesterday that we got into when Logan was filling in, Cody, was the idea, like, in another franchise's year, 2024, Kingsley plays way more than 2 games. But in a year where the Chiefs were going for a three-peat, they did not have time to let Kingsley grow because they were going for the three-peat. And I think that's very true. And so that is not a normal circumstance for a tackle to jump into. And that's why it was honestly so stunning that there really wasn't a competition at training camp last year. He won it. And I agree that it has to be a bold decision to fix it, which is why, and I think it's scary for a lot of people. I think there's a very good chance unless you believe they're packaging multiple picks to get in the top 15, I don't believe they're finding their long-term answer at left tackle this offseason. The hope should be that they find a guy for 1 or 2 years that can give them of average or above average play. They don't have to get Hall of Fame level play out of a left tackle. We already went through that a couple weeks ago, talking about other, you know, Brady never had a franchise Hall of Fame left tackle. You don't have to have that, but you certainly can't have a revolving door. I think Ronnie Stanley was on this list of drafted guys, and then also we know he's a free agent. That is so risky, man. Like he finally had a healthy season. Finally. And he's in his 30s. That is a big risk. And is he wanting multiple years? Am I really giving a multi-year contract to somebody that hasn't stayed healthy throughout their career? This is why they're in a really tough spot to find the correct answer. And it's why the in-house candidate, which he's not really in-house, DJ Humphries, or yesterday I mentioned Juwan Taylor when he was first signed, we all thought he was the left tackle. He never got a single rep at left tackle. Like, those are plan C and D. But we know they've had to go to plan C and D at tackle numerous times, and that's what's scary, I think, for a lot of Chiefs fans right now, is I don't think there's a clear-cut, obvious guy to go target, because, you know, the trade that they made for Orlando Brown Jr. a couple years ago, does that player exist now? Is there a player that's unhappy that he's playing right tackle or left tackle and he doesn't like his team to the point where they're not going to pay him? Because you can mention the Jackson kid out at the Rams.
Yeah, because they're shipping out some payroll. Maybe they move on from Stafford.
But he's already playing left tackle. Why would the Rams trade a top 15-ish left tackle to Kansas City?
Other than if they're planning on just getting rid of it, as in tackle, like restarting.
Whether it's Stafford or a rookie or a young quarterback, you still need a left tackle.
No, I don't disagree with that. I mean, convincing a team to do that is a very, very difficult thing to do. And I would just say that's
because someone said just. Case. Text line said, just pay a left tackle. Fair.
Who?
that's the point. It's like, it's not, Trent Williams, is not, you know, 28-year-old Trent Williams is not just hanging out in free agency like he was a couple, you know, years ago, and then they missed on him.
By the way, I looked it up. The most tenured left tackle under Tom Brady was a 17th overall pick. Weird, right? I mean, look, this is just like, I understand. You're going to see 1,000 people who follow the Chiefs, and they're going to tell you about what it costs to move up to pick 17 to take a tackle in the draft. I understand the cost. All I'm telling you is, if you want a quality starting left tackle, it's actually the only choice. There's not some other conceivable angle that you can, like, miraculously develop a left tackle out of nothing. Like, where Kingsley was drafted, there are no successful left tackles essentially taken at his spot. There's like 5 in the entire NFL. They were developmental guys, so in his defense, give him a little bit more time, maybe he does develop in that way. All of them, almost all of them, such a huge majority, 2/3 or more, were all taken in the top 20 picks of the NFL draft because that's the only place that quality starting left tackles exist.
913-586-7965, Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Someone says, are you saying drafting a lineman year after year doesn't work? Well, at left tackle, if you're in the Chiefs case and you're picking 28 to 32, the chances of you hitting on that left tackle, unless you're going to let them develop out. And I know the argument is, hey, you know, Eric Fisher was a top pick in year 2 and 3, until year 3, everybody's like, this guy stinks.
And he's a right tackle in year 1.
And he turned out to be a pretty darn good left tackle for this franchise, obviously. So the challenge the Chiefs had with Kingsley is he didn't have time to develop. Now, he may just not have it, and that's what I think most people outside the organization think. He doesn't have it to be a left tackle. That's why I think he'll end up playing guard for this team, and so do you moving forward. But yeah, typically, if you're going to draft a left tackle at pick 28 to 32, even if you do it 5 straight years,
you're going to whiff probably all 5 times.
Decent chance.
Like, because again, there are like 5 or 6 guys that were taken in the 3rd round as starters. Half of them you actually don't want starting for your team, and the other half for fine, right? Like, so you can get there, right? Like, Orlando Brown Jr. was a 3rd round pick. He was a perfectly fine starting right tackle for a team. He started at left tackle for the Chiefs for a few years, and now, Drew, you follow the Bengals. He's what? A mediocre left tackle? He's not the worst. He's not like a turnstile.
Yeah, he's solid, yeah.
But he's not like...
Yeah,
you know.
I remember though when the decision came to let him walk,
retrospect, they probably should have paid his ass.
No, but you go back and listen to the show. Everybody was trashing Orlando Brown Jr. And you know, it's yes, is it now hindsight? But I'm saying, like, even in that moment, we said, hey, don't be surprised if you remember actually like how decent a play you were still getting. It can, like, the thought was, hey, it can. I remember like the conversation we had.
Like,
hey, it can get worse, and it did. Now. You could say, well, they still won a Super Bowl without him. Also true. Donovan Smith gave them. Again, that's the level of play you're looking at. Donovan Smith was an average left tackle that's truly all they need. Now, you don't want to strive just for average, but in this circumstance right this second, where they're already paying your right tackle, Juwan Taylor, the kind of money they're paying him, they're already paying Creed Humphrey, they're probably going to extend Joe Tooney. You can't pay everybody on the offensive line top tier money. So yeah, it wouldn't hurt to have it average left tackle play. And they didn't believe they were going to get average left tackle play last year from Kingsley or Wanye. And that's why they went out and tried to sign DJ Humphreys.
Admittedly, this might not be the draft for it. So I'm not just saying just do it to do it, right? That's never the way you should operate in a business sense. Or if you're in the Chiefs sense, maybe you buy yourself a year with DJ Humphreys because you tell yourself next year's the left tackle draft. But at some point, I think you just have to be willing to give up this year's first-round pick and the following year's first-round pick to go get your guy. And you have to be willing to make that sacrifice if you actually want high-level left tackle play. The good news is for you is if you get that, you can keep them for a decade. You don't. This is what this is why, like, I think the risk assessment is wrong from Chiefs fans sometimes, or what the Chiefs have done internally in-house. Because I told you, we've looked at their last 10 drafts. They have not taken the highest left tackle they have taken in the draft in the last decade is Kingsley Suamataia, pick 63. That is the highest they have taken one. And the risk assessment should not be, wow, look at all these picks I got to give up from this year or next year and how much I'm selling my future down the road. It's that if you get this right, you trade up to 15, you find your guy, then you're good for a decade. You don't have to do this again for the rest of Patrick Mahomes' career. You can keep taking third round guys or fourth round guys and see if they develop and take your sweet ass time or see if they go to guard or tackle or replace. You can do all that and you can do it freely and easily, but you have to just get the guy first so you can stop doing this.
I know we're all trying to come up with ideas and trying to figure out how to piece this offensive line together. Someone says, is there any chance they move Tooney to left tackle permanently, pay him what he deserves, and then start Kingsley left guard?
Super Bowl.
No, we just saw that play out, man. Like, I understand Caliendo was the guard, and you're saying Kingsley. No, there's no scenario where
Joe Tooney. I think it was going to happen anyway, but definitely not after that game.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Tooney is a left guard, and to his credit, he gave them everything he had for five games or whatever it ended up being, and for four of them, no problem. Until it was a problem in the fifth or whatever game number it would have been. Joe Tooney, the extension is going to be tricky even on him. Like how they pull that one off. Because you're going to have to give him an extension. He's not 29 years old. He's getting up there in age as well. So there's some decisions to be made. But as we mentioned yesterday, the salary cap, there's some flexibility, restructure opportunities. Like if they want to go give Tooney the extension and also pay some other guys, they can do it. There's not an obvious free agent left tackle. And I guess Jackson in LA is actually an unrestricted free agent or whatever. But I think, again, same thing applies. I don't know if the Rams will
let him
truly reach the free market.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.